Hey, it's time for Tech Talk here on VoiceOver Body Shop, where we answer your questions and show you all the latest in tech. And George is in a studio in Portland, Oregon.
Portland, Oregon, Rec Studios. You're going to hear a lot about this amazing facility. We've got a bunch. We got another video from NAMM from IK Multimedia. Questions from the audience covering DAWs and should I use this one or that one and more stuff. So you guys should stick around.
All right. Tech Talk coming up on VoiceOver Body Shop right now.
Two men, twin sons from different mothers, with a passion for voiceover recording technology and the desire to make recording easy for voice actors everywhere. Together in one place, George Whittam, the home studio engineer to the stars, a Virginia Tech grad with an unmatched knowledge of all the latest gear and technology in voiceover today. Dan Leonard, the home studio master, a voice actor with over 30 years experience in broadcasting and recording, and a no-holds-barred, myth-busting attitude for teaching you how easy it is. Together, to bring you all the latest technology, today's voiceover superstars, and leading the discussion on how to make the most of your voiceover business. This is VoiceOver Body Shop.
VoiceOver Body Shop is brought to you by VoiceOverEssentials.com, home of Harlan Hogan's signature products. Source Elements, remote connections made even easier. VO2GoGo.com, everything you need to be a successful voiceover artist. J. Michael Collins Demos, award-winning demo production. VoiceActorWebsites.com, where your voiceover website won't be a pain in the butt. And VoiceOver Extra, your daily resource for VO success.
And now, live from their super secret multimedia studio in Sherman Oaks, California, here are George Whittam and Dan Leonard.
And we're back here at VoiceOver Body Shop. Time for some tech talk. So, George, you're at Rex Post in Portland. Tell us a little bit about this studio.
Oh, man. Rex Post. I got to go on a really quick walking tour. We shot some video as well. So maybe in post we'll have time at some point to fly in some footage, because this place is so big that if I walked you around on Zoom or something,
you'd go over the horizon.
It wouldn't come over that well. So we're going to get some footage for you guys and fly it in before this Tech Talk episode goes up online. But I did see a few sections of it. Houston, who's one of the engineers. Houston, are you? What's your title? Houston's an engineer facility. He's been here for over 3 years. And he did take me on a walking tour of this place. It is amazing. When I was walked into what room we'd be using, my eyes bugged out of my head immediately.
And why is that?
Not expecting to have. I'm in a room that could easily serve as a scoring stage for a small orchestra. And in fact, I'm going to show you. I've got an extra auxiliary camera going, thanks to Jut, my friend Justin, also known as Jut. He's been doing this for a friend for many, many years from Pennsylvania, who lives here in Portland. He's going to at least show us the room that we're in. It's a beautiful scoring stage that they use for looping and a lot of other things. You know, studios that have been in business for many years, they have to evolve with the market. And so I'm sure when this place was built, music was a big thing here. And nowadays, it's going to be stuff for television, stuff for film, voiceover, looping. And that's what this room is set up for. Justin's kind of painting the camera around. You can see how it's just a beautiful space. And when you walk in, the acoustics are just a tiny bit lively. Just they have like a, the decay just drops away after about a second. It's a really nice sounding space and comfortable. Behind me is a an ISO booth, so you can have a voice actor work solo in here. And then there's a very impressive control room space behind me. What's the name of the desk in there? AMEC Angela desk, which if you're an audio engineering geek, you might know what that is, but it's one of the classic analog boards that you don't see too often anymore. And they keep that thing. And is this Studio One or Studio A?
Studio One.
This is Studio One. And it's really quite a really nice place. One tech thing I will mention, just because it was mentioned to me, and I can geek out about this. I love this stuff. The air conditioning system in this building, and I'm going to switch back to my camera here in 3, 2, 1. Yeah, the air conditioning in this building looks like it's on the ceiling. Like if you look at the outside of the building, on the ceiling, on the roof, I mean, is a huge air handler unit, typical. But what's really amazing is it's actually not sitting on the roof of the building. It's sitting on columns that pass all the way through the building, decoupled from the rest of the building, and run all the way down into the ground, into the earth down below in the foundation. So all the noise that would normally get transmitted into a building from the air conditioning, and you guys know, any of you work in voiceover in apartment buildings or office buildings know how hard this is. They don't have that problem here. The air conditioning, I know it's on because the room in here is perfect temperature. All I can hear is like a little hum from maybe my laptop fan in here. That is it. It is amazing. So studios like this, there just aren't that many around anymore. They're very expensive to build to this quality, to have the level of noise floor that they have. And so if you have an opportunity to come in and work in a studio like this, or even if you're visiting a city and you have to bang out an audition or a really important audition or a job, take advantage of studios like this if you have that opportunity once in a while. Don't always try to be completely self-reliant. It's fun to have the gear. We love geeking out about the mixer face and all that stuff. But take an opportunity when you're traveling to take advantage of studios like this, because they are just, it's a special experience to work here in a place like this. And tonight we're here because of Karen O'Brien, who's been a friend of the show.
Yay, Karen.
She's here. She set this up for us. She's a client here. She's a part of the loop group that loops here. And by the way, for those that don't know, looping is ADR, and that's adding background sound, anything that's guttural voice sounds, what we call WALA, anything in a movie, or dubbing, redubbing lines in
peas
movies.
Peas and carrots. Okay,
that all happens here.
The leader of our loop group is here today.
Oh, and the leader of the loop group himself.
The leader of the loop group.
Mike Vaughn, the leader of this loop group. What do you call your loop group? Rebel? Rebel Loop is the name of the loop group. This is the only loop group that operates outside of Los Angeles on the West Coast. So it's unique. But anyway, awesome place. I could go on, but let's keep going.
Let's keep going here. All right. Thanks to Karen and Houston for helping you set up there, and because it's working really well, and you sound great, so that's really important. And I know people there have some questions, but first we still got a little bit of video from NAMM.
Hey, you know, we shot a lot at NAMM.
We did, and so it's like
queued up.
That's right. So we're one of the people we talked to was Dan at IK Multimedia, because they got these pairs of speakers, studio monitors that we thought everybody would be very interested in seeing because they're perfect for a home studio. So let's roll that.
At NAMM 2019 here in Anaheim, and we're with a great company that really has come into its own in the last couple of years, IK Multimedia, and we're talking with Daniel here, great name by the way, and we're really interested in these new speakers, these micro iLoud speakers that IK is making. Can you tell us a little bit about them?
Yes, so these are the iLoud micro monitors. They're desktop speakers. They're 50 watt, 2-way bi-amplified. They have a DSP chip on the inside that makes sure that there's the crossover is always accurate, and that the woofer and the tweeter are always aligned and coming at you from the sweet spot at the right time.
Yeah. And these are designed as near field monitors. They're for?
Yes, very near field, very small form factor, very mobile. We do have a bag accessory that we can take with these, but these are great for on the road. A lot of people pop them next to their laptop. You don't take up too much space, and they get loud enough for you to hear everything, but they're also accurate at the same time.
Right. Yeah, 50 watts is going to give them a lot. Now, connections on these, got all sorts of options here.
And yes, so you have the RCA on the back, and we did that for the small form factor. And over here, you have the different EQ settings, which is with the DSP processing. And then right here, you also see that there's a Bluetooth button. We decided to add that since, again, you're on the road. You'll quickly pair it to your iPhone if you want to listen to a mix real quick on the fly. And, of course, volume control on the back.
Wow. And what's the price point on the, on these guys?
The Allied Micro Monitors, they are $299 for the pair.
$299 for the pair. So, all right, so they're portable. They sound fabulous and probably a really good option if you're looking for something that's not going to take up a lot of space
right
in your home studio, like a pair of other bigger monitors. So, Daniel, thanks so much for talking to us about it.
Yeah,
we're really
Daniel.
Impressed with IK these days. Guys really stepped up your game.
Thank you.
You know, I've seen those around. You know, I've been at Banjo Emporium, and I've seen them there and various other places. And you know, they're not cheap. I mean, it's you're still going to pay a little bit more for those than you would say for a pair of
Bose.
Yeah, or even you know they're comparable to Yamahas, but they're really small. And so
that's what I like about them. I mean, they're very compact and they're made more or less like the Genelec monitors that are very compact. They're made out of a machined aluminum casing, so they're extremely rigid. You know, the speakers don't, a lot of smaller, more compact speakers are made out of not usually that. They're usually made out of press board or other things, and the speakers resonate and vibrate very badly, and so they don't aren't very accurate. These are designed to give pretty accurate sound down to a pretty respectable frequency. If you're editing voiceover completely, they cover the whole range you would need for voiceover. For sure. I mean, really impressive.
Yeah.
Another thing that's funny is like while we were doing that interview, Dan, remember we were behind another interview.
Right.
So we were the backdrop for another interview going on at the same time. And a friend of mine said, I saw you and Dan on another video on YouTube. it was pretty funny.
Yeah. Well, there was a lot of video being shot there that day.
You have to almost like elbow your way into the booth sometime and then grab one of these guys. Do you want to do a video? It's like, of course they want to do a video. They want to get marketing, but it's kind of funny. You have to grab their attention.
Right. But like I said, IK is really made. I mean, used to be they're the guys you know for iRig, which was, I mean, it was basically an analog into your iPhone type of thing. But they've really stepped it up and gone really well with the digital stuff they have. And at a fairly reasonable price point, too. So our thanks to the guys at IK. Well, if any of you out there have a question for George or I about home voiceover studios, and we know you do because you send them to us all the time, you know, if you're, you don't write now and something comes up, you can write to us at the guys at VOBS.tv, theguys@VOBS.tv, and we're always happy to answer those. And sometimes you write to us, we might actually answer the question and ask you, can we use this on the show? And like, of course you can. Although I did get one this week where somebody had something, a PC that had been set up, and I promised her I wouldn't show the picture, but it was a PC plugged into the input and output of the old sound card on it with, there was an in and an out two ways using XLR cables. And I'm like, oh my goodness. You're only 20 years behind, which was kind of interesting. And she needed to learn, you got to get an interface. So, you know, thanks to her for showing us that. The picture is embarrassing enough. It reminds me of our good friend, the Hydra.
Right. An adapter is a dangerous thing sometimes because there is an adapter that will go from an 1/8-inch mini plug to an XLR on the other end does not mean you should use it in that context.
Yeah.
I mean, once in a blue moon, someone will tell me they have like a mixer going to the input on their PC. And immediately I'm like, ugh. And then I'll listen to it. Once in a while, they get lucky and the sound is okay and it's clean, but generally bad idea. Bad idea.
Yeah. So, yeah, don't go into the sound card. I mean, on a Mac, it's almost impossible to do that. On an old PC, you know, I mean, you don't use the mic input. And it's amazing how many people we know that are still doing that and
yeah,
have no idea.
PCs, a lot of them, the tower ones especially, have a line input and a mic input. And they're going to have very different results if you use the wrong one. The mic input generally is going to be extremely noisy, cause you a lot of problems. So definitely avoid it. If you want to get an interface cheaply because you already have a mixer or a preamp, Behringer makes this little gadget. It's the UCA202, I think. It's like a $30 USB interface. It just gives you line in, line out, very simple. But the quality is totally fine for a home voiceover studio. And I've found them to be a real sort of like Swiss Army knife emergency audio interface tool. I keep them in my car all the time because they work really well.
Yeah, it's always good to have a backup, especially if your audio interface goes down or you think it is. If you've got a backup, you can quickly find out if that's what's busted.
Absolutely.
It doesn't have to be something expensive, like, you know, like a Blue Mic Mate or something like that. And, you know, it's, you know, any port in the storm can help. Exactly. Anyway,
I want me to get a representative from the studio to say a few words about some of the what goes on here.
Bring them in.
Okay, cool. If anybody wants to just say a few words about some of the things that Rex has been doing, because I personally want to know. I didn't even get a chance to hear much about what's going on. So sitting down next to me is Houston, and my brother came up with a great joke earlier. Like, everything about our show is about, you know, every week it's Apollo 13, and now if we have a problem,
Houston, we have a problem. That's what Houston looks like. I always wondered.
Houston, give us an idea of what's kind of the day in, day out for the facility like this. It's a pretty big place, multi-room. What's keeping it the most busy these days?
Commercial, definitely. We do a lot of spend a lot of time with commercial. So our commercial 9-to-5 kind of work is what keeps us going a lot. But day to day, we do so much that you never know what's going to happen. I mean, today I have this. This is something outside that happens very rarely. I did a table read for a play the other day. I had an ADR session this morning for a movie. It's just, you know, there's so much that we end up doing.
So when you say, not to be obtuse, but you say a commercial session, what is a commercial session?
I was building a commercial for TV or radio, going, doing, recording the voiceover, doing sound design, with the video editing side. So we've got doing graphics, doing color correction. I'm not very versed in the video editing side myself, so I think a lot of what they do is magic.
But you guys are a bit of a soup, somewhat of a soup to nuts studio where you can bring a project from source to finish.
We can start we can go all the way from production. We have cameras and lights, the crew, you know, we can pull together a crew and get a commercial from start to finish all the way out the door.
Has it always been known as Rex Post?
At least for a long time. I believe the guy who owns it has owned it, let's see, he is in his mid-70s now. He's head engineer, Russ Gorslein, and I believe he's had it since the 70s.
No kidding. So it's always been intended to be a post facility, but it's got a lot of live
production posts. Yeah. You had asked, we had moved into this building about 20 years ago.
Yeah.
And
this building was a studio previously?
Prior, yes. Yeah, so Russ Berger Design Studio was built in the 1986.
I know that name. If you have a studio designed by a guy like Russ Berger, it's serious stuff.
And it's quiet. There's a train that runs right on the other side of this wall.
Wow.
And on maybe a day that it's full, packed to the brim, and you have a large diaphragm condenser turned way the hell up, you might hear it. You might hear a little rumble, but for the most part.
Well, you know, a Neumann TLM-103 or something, it's like a seismograph. Right?
Oh yeah.
I mean, I have so many voice actors who have that mic particularly, you know, and it's a real challenge for them to keep the noise floor down.
Is that the 170 you have behind us?
The 170 is a really cool mic, actually.
I love it.
I don't see it used that much. It's sort of a more mellow 103, right? It's smoother top.
Correct.
Not very overly bright.
So in this room, in the booth behind us, we have a U67, which is in the shop right now. And then the 170, which there's some people that the 67 is that's it. And if they don't work on the 67, then they're definitely working on the 170. But if they don't work on the 170, then they're definitely working on the woods. It's like
for some hierarchy.
it's more of like a sound. It's there are people who either work on that mic or they work on that mic.
But, I've got a client who's a U67 guy, and we've got a backup mic, and we rotate them in and out of the shop because a vintage U67 is temperamental.
You
guys know.
Oh gosh. Oh yeah.
That's why they make a new one for a cool. $8,000 They make a new one.
Nice and expensive.
I mean, and then I'm seeing a massive rack of headphones over there. What would be a scenario where you'd need 20 pairs of headphones in this room?
A choir. Sometimes we'll pull out a bunch. With the looping, I'll give them, we'll probably do maybe 6 or 7 at a time.
Yeah.
With the headphones. But
yeah.
The choir, what else? Large bands. We do large bands. Like we'll do ISDN. We'll record the band here and ISDN it to a radio show somewhere else. And so oftentimes they will have a lot of players coming in, and that'll get us the need for headphones like that. Uh-huh. Also, half of these headphones go out on gigs. Yeah. We'll take them to, you know.
Yeah.
So someone's doing a live recording, another engineer here is going out and do a live recording. They'll take some pair, you know, someone's doing a shoot, they'll take some pairs. And it's nice to have just a lot of headphones.
It's always fascinating to, to see what goes on in different facilities. There's, as you said, it's a very multi-use studio, and some places are, more specific than others. You know, it might be just simply an ADR stage or something along those lines. So it's really cool to see, these types of facilities in other places. Cause we just see the ones here in LA, and it's
good. I know, that's what like I was that. Saying. Like I've been in LA since 2004. So this is something I'm accustomed to seeing in LA. So to walk into a facility like this in Portland is like, whoa. It's really amazing, and it's cool to see stuff like this thriving in other markets, other cities. So
cool. Yeah, Houston.
Yeah. Any questions for Houston?
I think he answered them all.
Awesome.
Really?
Hey, thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Thanks for coming. Thanks for letting us know.
All right. Well, we know we got tech questions from the people there in Portland, so stay tuned for that. And George and I'll be right back with those questions and those answers right after these messages.
This is Anthony Mendez, and you're watching VoiceOver Body Shop.
What question do we get most often? Well, far and away, it's how do I even get started in VoiceOver? And we have a great answer to that question. Take VO2GoGo's free Getting Started in VO class. You heard right, it's free, and it's available online 24/7 at gettingstartedinvo.com. That's gettingstartedinvo.com. If you've been watching VOBS and thinking that you need to get in gear and start your own voiceover career, this is the class you should start with. You'll learn about the vocal skills you need, the storytelling skills you need, the equipment you need, and the business skills you need, all in one single comprehensive online class taught by VO2GoGo's David H. Lawrence XVII. This class won the Backstage Reader's Choice Award 4 years in a row. And again, there's no charge. It's absolutely free. Want to take it? Sure you do. Go to gettingstartedinvo.com. That's gettingstartedinvo.com. As a voice talent, you have to have a website. But what a hassle getting someone to do it for you. And when they finally do, they break or don't look right on mobile devices. They're not built for marketing and SEO. They're expensive. You have limited or no control. And it takes forever to get one built and go live. So what's the best way to get you online in no time? Go to voiceactorwebsites.com. Like our name implies, voiceactorwebsites.com just does websites for voice actors. We believe in creating fast, mobile-friendly, responsive, highly functional designs that are easy to read and easy to use. You have full control. No need to hire someone every time you want to make a change. And our upfront pricing means you know exactly what your costs are ahead of time. You can get your voiceover website going for as little as $700. So if you want your voice actor website without the hassle of complexity and dealing with too many options, go to voiceactorwebsites.com, where your VO website shouldn't be a pain in the you-know-what.
Well, hello there. I bet you weren't expecting to hear some big-voiced announcer guy on your new orientation training for Snapchat, were you?
This is Virgin Radio.
Well, okay, we're not that innocent.
There's jeans for wearing and there's jeans for working. Dickies, because I ain't here to look pretty.
She's a champion of progressive values, a leader for California, and a voice for America.
It's smart. It's a phone. It's a smartphone. But it's so much more. It's a, the files are ready, don't forget to pick up the eggs. What time is hockey practice? Check out this song.
It's the end of the road for Rick.
It's just you and me, Rick.
When hope is lost.
The i8 from BMW. Who said saving the planet couldn't be stylish?
Hey, it's J. Michael Collins. Bet you think I'm going to try and sell you a demo now, huh? I think they speak for themselves. But I will give you my email. It's jmichael@jmcvoiceover.com. Now, if Dan will stop waxing his mustache for a minute, we'll get back to the show.
Using the Harlan Hogan VO1A microphone, which is this one here that I'm touching. Great microphone designed for voiceover. Not much gear is designed for voiceover. It's usually designed for music, not the stuff at voiceoveressentials.com. And it also has this quick disconnect instead of pulling it out and then praying you can solder it back together sometime. So thanks, Harlan, for being our sponsor here on VoiceOver Body Shop for 8 years now. We really appreciate it. We'll be right back.
Well, it's that time of the show where we thank our wonderful sponsors, Source Elements, the creators of Source Connect, Source Live, Source Connect Standard, Source Connect Now. They've got many, many, many products. But the thing that voice actors should know about, the tool that they got to have in their toolbox if they want to be considered really pro and working in commercial, trailer, promo, a lot of genres in voiceover, you want to have Source Connect in your toolbox. It's a great software package for streaming your studio's audio real time to another commercial studio anywhere in the world. Very low latency, very high quality, and it's rapidly becoming a standard in voiceover production. You really should have this tool in your toolbox. Get a demo of Source Connect. You can go to source-elements.com and get that demo set up on your system. You don't have to have one of those little blue iLocks that people think of when they think of Source Connect. You just have to have the iLock account. Get it running. Get familiar with it. Have it ready to go. And then that day comes when that job's coming in or the audition comes, says you got to have Source Connect. You can sign up and have it ready to go. And it's just, it's a no-brainer. So go ahead and sign up over there at source-elements.com. Get a 15-day free trial. And if you have a chance, let them know we sent you so they know why they keep sponsoring us over here.
Your dynamic voiceover career requires extra resources to keep moving ahead. Now there's one place where you can explore everything the voiceover industry has to offer. That place is voiceoverextra.com. Whether you're just exploring a voiceover career or a seasoned veteran ready to reach that next professional level, stay in touch with market trends, coaching, products and services while avoiding scams and other pitfalls. VoiceOver Extra has hundreds of articles, free resources and training that will save you time and help you succeed. Learn from the most respected talents, coaches, and industry insiders when you join the online sessions bringing you the most current information on topics like audiobooks, auditioning, casting, home studio setup and equipment, marketing, performance techniques, and much more. It's time to hit your one-stop daily resource for voiceover success. Sign up for a free subscription to newsletters and reports and get 14 bonus reports on how to ace the voiceover audition. It's all here at voiceoverextra.com. That's voiceoverxtra.com.
It's time to talk about one of our other great sponsors, someone who has been with us for 8 years. You realize that we've been on the air with VoiceOver Body Shop and eWabs for almost exactly 8 years now. And someone who was there from the start was Harlan Hogan and VoiceOverEssentials.com. And why do we like Harlan Hogan and VoiceOverEssentials.com? Aside from the fact that they're sponsoring our show, they also have great stuff. Mostly the Harlan Hogan Signature Series products that you can only get at voiceoveressentials.com. Especially these new Harlan Hogan Voice Optimized Headphones Signature Series 2.0. And these are a massive improvement over his first ones, and the first ones were great. They are a very flat-sounding headphone. These are not for really listening to music on. They're designed specifically for voiceover. You get a very flat response back. You hear exactly what it was that you recorded. And aside from that, there's other great new features to this. Aside from the fact that it's got memory foam pads on it, leather pads in, you know, on covering up the foam, a really comfortable headband that is really flexible, like a Timex watch. And they're comfortable to wear for a long period of time. So if you're doing a long session or you're doing a long session of editing and you really want to hear yourself as you exist, these are the ones to get. And you can get them only over at voiceoveressentials.com. Best way to get over there is to go down to the bottom of our homepage here, if you happen to be watching on our homepage, and click on the picture of Harlan Hogan talking into his Portabooth Pro, and it will take you right there and let him know that you found him via us. Also, we're using the Harlan Hogan VO1A microphone, which is this one here that I'm touching. Great microphone designed for voiceover. Not much gear is designed for voiceover. It's usually designed for music. Not the stuff at voiceoveressentials.com. And it also has this quick disconnect instead of pulling it out and then praying you can solder it back together sometime. So thanks, Harlan, for being our sponsor here on VoiceOver Body Shop for 8 years now. We really appreciate it.
I mean, it's linear where chop it here and it closes up. You know, move it here and put it over there.
Yeah.
Don't throw away Twist of Wave. I mean, it does certain things more efficiently than Studio One.
Yeah, great for dividing up files and things like that. So it's a nice tool to have.
Well, I had been using Audition for the longest time and had heard the talk about between Twisted Wave and Studio One. And I got the little macro thing for doing punch and roll in Audition, and it works, but it's a bit of a mess.
Yeah.
And so that, you know, how do you think it compares for somebody who does audiobook narration like I do and compare between Twisted Wave and Studio One?
It's just a pretty different workflow. Like are you specifically talking about doing punch and roll recording?
Well, I need to have a nice efficient punch and roll system because it just dramatically cleans up how much post-production you have to do and stuff like that. I guess particularly if you've got some decent plugins running that you can run stuff through, because you know, my big hang up now is post-production.
Right. Yeah, and if you're doing post, then you're going to need a system like that. So
right.
All right. I mean, Dan, you've done a lot of audiobook in the past with Twisted Wave and Audition. For you, did you ever feel like you're missing out, like not having?
No, not really. I mean, you know, unlike a lot of people, I really enjoy editing, and I like editing my own stuff. So, you know, it was easy for me to use Twisted Wave. One, because Twisted Wave is extremely reliable on long format stuff. It's because it's a simpler program. You can hit record and you know you can record for an hour and 20 minutes and it's going to be there when you come out of the booth, which is pretty important. And then, you know, just using a code of being able to edit it. You've got to go back and edit the crossover points with Punch and Roll anyway. So it's a philosophical thing. You know, I'm sure a lot of audiobook people out there going, he doesn't know what he's talking about. Well, to each his own.
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing, Jeff. I mean, they're definitely apples and oranges, those two programs and their capabilities. So it's very hard for me to compare them. And not doing what you do day to day, I can't say one's going to be clearly better than the other. But Twisted Wave, just every time I try to find a faster way to do something in another program, I always go, man, but on Twisted Wave, I can do this.
Yeah.
Or I'll watch something in a forum asking a question on the Audacity forum or on the Studio One forum or whatever, and then someone will answer, yeah, all you have to do is A, B, C, D, E, F, and I'll go, but on Twisted Wave, I only have to do A, B.
Boom. Yeah, exactly.
Is Twisted Wave able to do most of your post-production as well, like bringing in all your VST3 plugins and stuff like that? No issue, like RX7 and all?
You're talking about bringing in plugins? Yeah, absolutely. In Twisted Wave, you can load VST plugins and AU plugins, create a stack, apply them in a stack or in a batch, and you can do all that. Yeah. So you can't mix. That's the main thing. Twisted Wave is an editor, and Studio One is a full-blown mixing and multi-track production environment.
Yeah. All right. Well, we got somebody there.
Thank you.
Yeah. Thanks, Jeff. We got somebody there in Portland who's got a question. Anybody got Aaron, up the nerve?
Got one front loaded here.
All righty.
She comes.
Karen O'Brien, you're on the air.
Hey.
Hey.
Good to see you.
Good to see you.
My question is, or more like a discussion topic. I was just in the booth over there talking with one of the engineers here at Rex Post, and we were talking about Source Connect versus IPDTL.
I love that.
Good night, everybody. We'll see you later.
No, but I just wanted to know, you know, what your guys' thoughts is on the bridging services, because ISDN is, you know, copper based and it's going away and all that kind of stuff. It's dying this slow.
So we've heard.
What do you think of the bridging services?
Dan, have you used any of that stuff yet?
Once or twice, and you know, they work. Usually with a bridging service, you're going to get a little bit of delay. You know, which will, you know, if you're hearing the speakers on the other end in the studio you're working with, it will drive you insane. But you know, as long as you know they're you know muting you backwards, they're usually pretty good, and they will work. Of course, I'm of the belief if you design your studio right, just using some of these systems simply as a talkback system, and you're recording in your own studio, it should be fine. And you know, I think some companies are like, well, we want that audio here right now. We don't want to wait for you to give it to us. And which I think is kind of silly, but,
it's an old workflow that they adopted from doing ISDN sessions.
Right. You know?
So they're used to that.
Yeah. But they do work.
Yeah. The Ibdital system, runs on a web browser, right? So it's running on Chrome, or they have their own package that they've created, a little app that runs it. And Source Connect now is sort of the competitor to that, where it runs on Chrome. And I use Source Connect now regularly to do support. Like if I'm listening to a studio real time, doing presets, I'll listen on Source Connect now. And I can tell you every 3 to 6 months, Chrome changes something and it breaks, right? Mm-hmm. And that's the problem with any platform that relies on a web browser like Chrome. Chrome, they change something under the hood and surprise, that's the problem. Whereas some of the Source Connect, it's an app that they control. It's their own app. Mm-hmm. And so it's nowhere near as susceptible to weirdnesses like that. So from a bridging standpoint, maybe the Source Connect bridge can be more reliable. But the Ibdital bridge is slicker. Like it's fully baked into the web page.
It was really designed to do that. Yeah.
They both have advantages.
Yeah.
But if you're doing anything that's sync to picture,
right,
or to it's not wild. Like most of what you guys record is wild track, which means there's nothing that you're syncing to. You're just reading.
Really rare.
But if it's sync, which is rare, you have to use Source Connect because it maintains sample rate accurate sync to the sample throughout the whole session. Whereas something that runs on Chrome, that system can't do that. So it can actually drift slightly in time and go out of sync. And it's a nightmare for the engineers to line up later. So
yeah.
That's an extenuating circumstance, but it's a problem sometimes.
So the moral is be kind to your engineers.
Yes.
Yeah. And if they say we use this, you go,
that's what you're going to use.
Funny. So do I.
I just happen to have that.
What are the odds?
You have to have all the tools.
Yeah. I mean, it's good. Perhaps, you know, they all offer like a free trial on it. So
yeah,
take a test drive, kick the tires, see, you know, see what works with each one of them. See what works with your particular workflow. And that's why they do it, because they want you to compare.
Yeah. Great.
Yeah. All right. We got any other questions, George? Or are we pretty much ready to wrap things up here?
I think we can wrap it up. I've been keeping an eye on the chat rooms and Facebook and on the webpage. Let me just take one last glance at the webpage. Sometimes we get a few that pop in at the very end. Any solutions for non-Mac people that want to use Twisted Wave? T-Man asks. They have their like web Twisted Wave, which is clever, I had to admit. But features-wise, it's heavily stripped down. Yeah. So it's not, if you're not on Mac, Twisted Wave is still a Mac platform app, unfortunately.
Yeah, Kif Vandenhoevel actually has an answer for that.
Hey,
I can sit here.
No, we got the audience cam here. There we go.
The audience cam. Oh, hi there. I'm a non-Mac user. I use exclusively PC, and as great as Twisted Wave is, I find Audacity to be remarkably versatile, and I record everything in Audacity. Not only doing the multi-track and using different plugins for compressors and that kind of stuff, but for long-form recording. And the only learning curve for me with Audacity initially was just downloading an MP3. Oh, George, what is it? The MP3 thing that you have to
the LAME install. Library.
That's it, the LAME library. You install that, and then you can export MP3s. But from batch processing to multi-track stuff for doing sound design, I find it to be an incredibly versatile program. Occasionally, if I leave my computer on too long, it likes to lock up, so it's not the world's most reliable thing. But I've never lost anything that I've done. Even if it locks up and I lose it, it's got a wonderful recovery built into it. I can't recommend Audacity enough for a non-Mac user, and even for Mac user.
Audacity gets better and better and better. I mean, it does. I mean, there it's constantly evolving.
Yeah.
I'll give the caveat emptor, which is kind of ironic since it's free. The thing about Audacity is I've been bit by this recently. It's developed by a bunch of geniuses, but they're all doing it voluntarily, and they'll just arbitrarily let's make this chain thing and call it macros, and let's just put it over here instead.
Right.
And that really caused a lot of stress and confusion to me and my customers, because now all my instructions, the videos I have on YouTube, nothing makes sense anymore because it's all referring to something that was there before.
So you get to do them all again.
That's right.
That's yeah.
I think they're thinking about they're trying to make sure that you've got job security, George. If you're decoding their software, they've got to stay ahead of you.
I'm looking out for you, the voice actor.
That's right.
Yeah, there you go.
Audacity constantly improves functionality, and Kip's right. You can absolutely do everything strictly in Audacity.
Absolutely.
And just to throw a quick shout out to Source Connect, I've recently become the brand voice for IFC channel, and I've been doing a ton of sessions for those guys, and we do Source Connect sessions, and it's such a smooth transition of the difference of worrying about an ISDN connection holding, or, you know, do I have this set up right because it's old or something like that. The Source Connect situation has been spectacular with those guys. And it's such a tremendous and easy program to use.
Awesome, man.
Well, that's good to hear. We've only been waiting like 8 years to hear that. So anyway. Well, if that's not enough home voiceover studio technology for you to digest this week, yes, absolutely. We'll try and cover it next week as well. So that's going to do it for Tech Talk, and George and I will be right back to wrap things up right after this.
This is Bill Ratner, and you're enjoying VoiceOver Body Shop with Dan Leonard and George Whittam, VOBS.TV.
What question do we get most often? Well, far and away, it's, how do I even get started in voiceover? And we have a great answer to that question. Take VO2GoGo's free Getting Started in VO class. You heard right, it's free, and it's available online 24/7 at gettingstartedinvo.com. That's gettingstartedinvo.com. If you've been watching VOBS and thinking that you need to get in gear and start your own voiceover career, this is the class you should start with. You'll learn about the vocal skills you need, the storytelling skills you need, the equipment you need, and the business skills you need, all in one single comprehensive online class taught by VO2GoGo's David H. Lawrence XVII. This class won the Backstage Reader's Choice Award 4 years in a row. And again, there's no charge. It's absolutely free. Want to take it? Sure you do. Go to gettingstartedinvo.com. That's gettingstartedinvo.com. As a voice talent, you have to have a website. But what a hassle getting someone to do it for you. And when they finally do, they break or don't look right on mobile devices. They're not built for marketing and SEO. They're expensive.
you have limited or no control, and it takes forever to get one built and go live. So what's the best way to get you online in no time? Go to voiceactorwebsites.com. Like our name implies, voiceactorwebsites.com just does websites for voice actors. We believe in creating fast, mobile-friendly, responsive, highly functional designs that are easy to read and easy to use. You have full control. No need to hire someone every time you want to make a change. And our upfront pricing means you know exactly what your costs are ahead of time. You can get your voiceover website going for as little as $700. So if you want your voice actor website without the hassle of complexity and dealing with too many options, go to voiceactorwebsites.com, where your VO website shouldn't be a pain in the you-know-what.
Well, hello there. I bet you weren't expecting to hear some big-voiced announcer guy on your new orientation training for Snapchat, were you?
This is Virgin Radio.
Well, okay, we're not that innocent.
There's jeans for wearing and there's jeans for working. Dickies, because I ain't here to look pretty.
She's a champion of progressive values, a leader for California, and a voice for America.
It's smart. It's a phone. It's a smartphone. But it's so much more. It's the files are ready. Don't forget to pick up the eggs. What time is hockey practice? Check out this song.
It's the end of the road for Rick.
It's just you and me, Rick.
When hope is lost.
The i8 from BMW. Who said saving the planet couldn't be stylish?
Hey, it's J. Michael Collins. Bet you think I'm going to try and sell you a demo now, huh? I think they speak for themselves. But I will give you my email. It's jmichael@jmcvoiceover.com. Now, if Dan will stop waxing his mustache for a minute, we'll get back to the show.
And we have returned to say goodbye. By the way, we really want to hear what you guys think of the way we've been splitting this up. We do the whole show live every other week, and then we give you the interview for a whole week on our website, and then we do the Tech Talk section. And we know that you guys are enjoying it because there seems to be a precipitous rise in our viewership. So we appreciate that. Let us know what you think about that. And you can write to us at, of course, our only email address, which is theguys@vobs.tv.
And we still have that old survey. I haven't updated in a long time.
Absolutely.
There's a link to it. You can always give us input on the survey on the website at vobs.tv.
Yes. Yes. And Sue, of course, has reminded us that we did not plug ourselves. So, you know. Hey, if you need help with your home voiceover studio, you can work with either of us because nobody knows more about home voiceover studios than the two of us. And we don't say that to be, you know, immodest, but we just do it. We've been doing it for a long time. If George, if they want to work with you, where do they go?
You can head on over to georgethetech.com or georgethetech.com, depending what part of the country you're in. It'll all take you to the same place, though. And there's a menu on there for ordering services by the hour, or I have a whole bunch of flat rate stuff on there as well to serve you. So go take a look. And Dan also does a lot of the same stuff in his own way over at his website, which is?
It's homevoiceoverstudio.com, and makes it a lot easier to, it's down right. It's right here. You can see that. Yeah, come on over and check us out. See what we do. We've got, analysis of your audio, and we'll see how it sounds, which is really important. And if you need a full consult, we can talk about that to make sure you are sounding your best. Who are our donors of the week, if you have access to that information at the tip of your digital fingers there?
I actually do. I got some that are very much regulars to the show. Andrew Kaufman. I've got in the queue here Joseph Valentinetti.
Thanks.
I didn't say his name right. I'm sure of that. Antland Productions, our buddy Uncle Roy. Yes, Icon. We know who that is. Martha Kahn. And then going down the list here, Diana Birdsall. Thank you, Stephanie Sutherland. A lot of these names, if you guys watch this regularly, are reoccurring because they're subscribers. So we see their names every month or even more often. Patty Gibbons. Thank you, Patty. And let's go down the list a little bit further. Brian Page.
Brian, great actor.
My dad, not a great actor.
Thank you, George Sr.
Amanda Fellows. I think that rolls us back to the previous week. I also want to say a very special mention again to Karen O'Brien.
Yes.
And donor for the show this week, who brought us this incredible studio.
All right. It's fun to do it from all these remote places. By the way, we'd like your booths on here. It's fun to be in Hollywood, but we'd rather be in your booth. So show us your booth. Send us a picture of your booth in landscape, not portrait, so we can get it on the screen behind us. Somebody was like, "Hey, I saw my studio last week." That's great. We want to see what you're doing out there and see if you're actually listening to what we tell you. Love it when somebody has the mic wrong, which is kind of interesting. Let's see. I think we do need to thank our sponsors, like Harlan Hogan's VoiceOver Essentials,
VoiceOver Extra,
Source Elements,
VO2GoGo,
VoiceActorWebsites.com,
and J. Michael Collins Demos.
All right. We also need to thank, of course, the Dan and Marcy Leonard Foundation for the betterment of live webcasting, our producer, Catherine Curtin, for getting us amazing guests, Sue Merlino for doing chat room duty and technical duty tonight. We appreciate that. She did a great job. And also, Lee Penny, simply for being Lee Penny. Well, that's going to do it for us on VoiceOver Body Shop this week. We'll see you next time. And we got to remind you that if it sounds good,
it is good.
All right. I'm Dan Leonard.
And I'm George Whittam.
And this is VoiceOver
Body Shop.
Or VOBS. Yes! Oh, I love the sound of that. We'll see you next time, guys.